A new Netflix documentary called Heroine, spelled with an E, highlights three women's roles in helping a small town in West Virginia battle the opioid and heroin epidemic. One of the women featured is Fire Chief Jan Rader, who spends most of her days reviving those who've overdosed. In this scene, Rader reflects on the cost of the crisis on a once busy industrial town.
You know, I see this as a countrywide problem that has the potential to bankrupt the country. You know, we conservatively estimated that Cabell County, and we're talking 96,000 people, spent probably about $100 million in health care costs associated with IV drug use in 2015. That's one small county and one small state. I can't even fathom what it's going to look like when it plateaus. But I know it will be welcomed.
Closer to home, McLean County Coroner Kathy Davis is waging her own campaign as the crisis worsens locally with seven overdose deaths in just 1 week's time. GLD's Colleen Reynolds talks with Davis following the string of deaths.
I know, Kathy, you've been devoting a lot of time doing public speaking to try and help educate the community because you've seen firsthand the devastating fatal effects of the opioid and heroin crisis.
I just spoke to the statewide dental association regarding the opioid epidemic. And, you know, the interesting part or the sad part in the past week. So McLean County's had 21 deaths to date, and there are seven open cases that have possible overdoses. We're waiting for toxicology result. And that's seven in a week, mind you. In the past week. So that would increase it to 28. And last year we only had 16. So I'm worried about the community. I truly believe it's an epidemic that's occurring.
Seven in 1 week's time. What is going on? Do you get a sense in talking to family members or friends or relatives about who are these people?
Well, they're all walks of life. You know, they all have different stories, but also have the same stories, you know, that they're addicts. And it's heartbreaking for all the families. And some of the family members didn't even know that they had an addiction problem, and because it was secretive, but it just, each and every one of them, it's heartbreaking for the families. They want them to live.
Talk a little bit more about the demographics. Is this affecting all ages, all populations?
It's truly all walks of life. You know, for so far, the average age is 41-year-old, male and female, both the same, and it's usually Caucasian, but it affects all races and all financial demographics, very wealthy to very without funds. It's amazing. It could be your brother or sister. A lot of people truly believe it's going to be track marks that you see, like the old heroin addict, possibly the stereotype, and truly they're snorting it or they're taking pills. So you may not see the first physical effect. Opioid addict can look extremely healthy, not physically on the inside. And it just takes one extra dose to die.
Last year, 1,889 people died from opioid overdoses in Illinois. Governor Bruce Rauner has appointed a task force to implement a comprehensive strategy mapped out by several state agencies that includes prevention, response, treatment, and recovery. The goal of the task force is to reduce opioid overdose deaths by one-third by 2020.